Hello, this is Pastor John, and it is February the 18th, 2010. Welcome to the Lucy Coleman Studio, Ram Radio, the webcast for this Thursday morning. It's 10:45 in Los Angeles. It's kind of like not an overcast, no rain clouds yet, very sunny outside, comfortable, and I thought that I'd have a conversation with you. You know, we Christians try to get away with murder if we could, literally. I am surprised, ever surprised, when I come in contact with Christians who speak with me about how good the Lord is and how the Lord is supposed to be helping them make it from time to time. And then out of the very next breath come words of, I'll kill the mother, father, sister, brother if they mess with me. I'll choke them out. They better not mess with me. They don't know who they're messing with. What kind of a Christian would talk like that? What kind of a person would even feign the idea that they're a believer? I'm telling you, American Christianity, I have taught people for years only to have these people not live up to the standard. Now, you guys want to know how it frustrates me? It frustrates me to the bitter end. I got two numbers that I'm going to play for you, and I hope that these numbers will help those of you professing Christians out there to know that you can't live like that. We cannot live with the threat of I'll do something to you if I don't get my way in the other person's life. Now, I'm not going to quote a lot of Bible to you because you guys already know better, you know. And I'm going to start off with a song here, and it's a pretty old song. And it's sung by kind of like, I call Dallas Home a cowboy Christian. And I think that these three attributes should be the thing that rule our lives. And I want to tell you that if you're one of those angry Christians, if you're waiting on somebody to knock that chip off your shoulder and then you're going to repay them, you're going to do something to them, or you're going to bring some smoke on them, I think that you need to rethink your Christianity. I got to share something with you. I was doing a Bible study last night, and in the Bible study I was talking about the need for us to love, that love is the chief requisite in the Christian experience. If you guys have been listening to me more than a week, you know that that's where I'm coming from. I'm saying that how in the heck can you get to heaven if you don't love your brother who you see? Do you know any Christians that are angry at other so-called Christians, are angry at sinners? Do you know any Christians that refuse to love? If you know a Christian that refused to love, I'm telling you, you're not looking at a Christian. And I won't get into the detail, but I received a terrible phone call earlier this morning from a professing Christian that attends Grace Brethren churches, that has attended my classroom, that has attended my fellowship. And the language that proceeds from the mouth, I am in awe to think, how can this person enter into the kingdom of heaven? Again, I cautioned the individual. I cautioned the individual so many times, but to no avail. Have you ever run into that in biblical Christianity? You run into these Christians now that you even tell them you're wrong. And I was talking as a pastor because a person called me. And I said, you are wrong. You are wrong. You know what the Christian told me? I don't care. When you don't care and you've been admonished that you are wrong, I got some news for you. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care who your family is. You are not. I want to caution some of you worldly American Christians out there. You think that you're not following the world. You are playing right into the hands of Lucifer. And I'm telling you, it is a sad day in the Christian church when we play into that predicament. I don't care. I just cannot believe that. I think I'm going to let Dallas Home lead me right now with a nice song called Peace, Joy, and Love, because these are the attributes that we as Christians ought to have. And I don't see enough of that. Dallas, help us out here, brother.
Peace, joy, and love.
Peace, joy, and love.
Freedom in my soul.
Freedom in my soul.
Jesus makes me higher.
Jesus makes me high.
Jesus
make me whole. Sing it again.
Peace, joy, and love.
Peace, joy, and love.
Freedom,
freedom in my soul. Jesus.
Jesus' love has brought me out.
His love brought me out. Listen to what Dallas says. Sing it, man.
Well, I spent most of my life
doing what?
Living in the ways of sin.
Come on, talk to me about it.
I had no happiness inside.
Yeah.
I had no peace within.
No peace within. What?
But then I met Jesus.
Then I met Jesus.
He showed me a better way.
He showed me a better way.
He changed my life.
Yes.
Forgave my sins.
Yes, and what?
My nights today.
And then he gave me what?
Peace,
joy, and love. Yes.
Freedom.
Freedom in my soul.
Jesus.
Jesus made me higher. Y'all sing it again.
Peace.
Yeah.
Freedom
in my soul.
Jesus' love has brought me out. His love has made me whole.
Sing it, boy. Sing it.
Listen to me, friend.
Listen to me, my friend.
Don't you turn him away.
Don't you turn him away.
Open up your heart right now.
Yes.
And ask him in to stay.
That's right. You find he alone.
Really satisfies.
He satisfies.
Give you what you needed life until the day you die.
Sing it,
darling. Give you peace, joy, and love.
Love.
Freedom in
my soul.
I love it.
Jesus makes you higher. Jesus makes you whole.
Yeah.
Oh, he give you peace,
sweet
joy,
peace,
and love.
Wonderful love.
And
freedom
in your soul.
In my soul.
Dallas.
Give you peace,
peace,
so wonderful peace.
That's what he'll give you.
Coming down from the Father above.
You better sing.
He'll give you peace,
sweet
joy,
peace,
and love.
Wonderful love.
And freedom,
freedom
in, soul.
In my soul.
Jesus makes you higher. Jesus makes you whole.
You better sing that again.
Jesus makes you higher. Jesus makes you whole.
Yeah, You know why you don't have it? Oh, y'all keep on playing. Come on, let me hear it. There you go. See, some of us need some peace, joy, and love. We Christians are just living like the world. We have lost our ever-loving mind. This is Pastor John in Los Angeles saying some of y'all need to latch into this peace, joy, and love and get all this sinfulness and hatred out of your system. Thank you, Dallas. I needed to hear that today. Peace, joy, and love. I mean, the Christian community is so full of hatred. I can't believe it. Just putrid hatred. And then when you try to share with them and say, you don't have any business living like that, and then they're going, you know what? I've come to realize they are not saved. Not saved. It's not that you are limited in your belief system. It's that you've never believed in the system of Jesus Christ that gives peace, joy, and love. And guess where most of it comes from? You marrying the wrong person. You married the wrong kind of woman or the wrong kind of man, and then you're going to let that fool make you go crazy. Do you know how many people are in jail or in their coffins today because they let a nitwit drive them completely out of their mind? And these people call themselves redeemed individuals by the blood of the Lamb. Now, let me talk with some of you brothers out there that married some nitwit, spin-out, crazy babes. Let me talk with some of you women out there that has married some insane asylum dudes that don't even know right from wrong. I don't know what happened to their brain. Maybe they never had parents to raise them. Maybe they never had somebody to give them the right kind of understanding. Supposedly, when you come to Christ, you're supposed to have that. But most people that I know that call themselves Christians are living in dire crises. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to go to Christ and get some peace and some joy and some love and some freedom down in your soul. All right, I'm not going to end up there. This is just a short preview webcast for the later webcast tonight with Bob Klink and Mark Ramsey. Let's keep listening to some music. Yeah, Keith Green now. Keith Green now can tell you about what Christ can do for you. Check this out.
Make my life,
make my life
a prayer to you,
a prayer to you, Lord.
I want to do what you want me to.
Listen.
No empty words.
No empty words.
No white lies.
No token prayers.
No compromise.
Listen.
I want to shine the light you gave through your Son. You said to save us from ourselves and our despair. It comforts me to know you're really there.
Gotta take your eyes off you.
Yes, I have to trust and just believe what you say. Oh, you're coming again, coming to take me away.
Listen to verse 2. Listen to verse 2.
I wanna die and let you give.
Listen. Let me pause Keith right there because he says, I've got to die and let Christ live. You see, and that's what's wrong with many people in the church today. They haven't died to themselves. They're so alive to themselves that the concept of dying to the self and letting Christ live in them, they're oblivious to what that's talking about. They have no idea. They're walking around here living their own selfish, foolish, stupid lives. And Christ can't shine through them. Keith goes on and says,
and share the hope you gave to me.
What you mean share the hope that Christ gave to them? There is no hope. There's nothing but vanity, emptiness, and stupidity. Now, wait a minute. I'm talking about people that are professing Christians. It is the most shocking thing that I've ever seen in my life. Goes on. Nah, Christianity is a fable and a fairy tale when you look at the lives of some of these Christians that are living it. And then when you try to remind these Christians about their fable and fairy tale lives and says, wait a minute, the Bible is supposed to be conducting and controlling your life and you're living like a complete imbecile, Keith, continue to teach me, brother.
That I've made up inside my head.
Keith said, you've made up this fable and this fairy tale in your head. And that is not about Christ.
God, the Son,
yes,
risen
that's risen from the dead.
Oh, I want to thank you now for being patient with me.
No Christian is thanking God for being patient with him. Because there is impatience and totally annihilation in God's mind to get rid of this creature that calls himself a born-again creature. That's how ruined we are. That's how ruined we are. And I'm talking to you like this. And does it seem that every time I do a webcast, it becomes more and more profound? And I'm telling you, sometimes I receive calls in the office are just outrageously ridiculous from people that call themselves born again. And it is madness.
Oh, it's so hard to see when my eyes are on me.
I hear that. trust and believe everything that Christ said, not in the Christian church today. They're trusting in their own selfish, sinful, stubborn, rebellious, agnostic hearts. Is that a serious accusation or not? It's a very serious accusation. And I'm talking with some of you Christians out there. If you have this putrid hatred in your heart, I'm just telling you, this putrid hatred in your heart for anyone, anyone. Let me share something with you. Let's say that you get married to somebody and they leave you and they go to somebody else. What are you hating that person for, and what are you doing all that crap for? You have this putrid hatred in your heart, and this hatred is boiling over. It is going to boil you over and cause you to fail in more ways than I can suggest. Christ is coming again. Christ is coming again to take you away. I'm going to tell you, friends, we are living in terrible times in the end of this age. Let's see how Keith ends this song up. Listen to the words.
I want to die and let you give your life to me so I might live and share the hope you gave to me. I want to share the love that set me free.
What love that set him free? Most people that I know that's in the church today has never really been set free. They've never really been set free by the love of Christ. And I'm asking you to let that love set you free today. I'm asking you to ask Christ in your heart. And so all of that bitterness and that anger and that anxiety and that frustration and that putrid dislike for another human being, which is the most ungodly kind of behavior that I have ever heard of in my life, would end in some of you. No, I'm not going to counsel you anymore. I'm not going to try to tell you anymore. Because when you turn against this word of God, the only thing that you have coming your way is the judgment of God in your lives. Thank you for coming to the Lucy Coleman studio here today. This is Pastor John, and it is a privilege to have you come by. Be sure to join us on this Thursday night on the 18th. And hopefully we're going to have Bob Klink, Mark Ramsey, and myself here in the Lucy Coleman studio with the full hour plus in a radio webcast. Whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay into the Word.